What up, Club Kids? Here's a sneak preview of today's VIP Lounge with special guest from the podcast Radiolab, George Siveris. We are talking about celeb sightings. We are talking about how to propose to your partner. If you want the uncensored version of this episode and another one just like it every single Friday, go to patreon.com/cbcthepod and subscribe right now.
Coveted reservation, a polo bar, which I'd never been to. We went there. Oh, this is very Club Kids. We saw with oh God, what's his name? Original Queer Eye. This is
you saw.
I saw.
Who was he there with?
Like a big group of people that I didn't recognize, okay. But like they were at like the big round table.
Wow,
it was a, like a holding, family thing.
Holding court,
and then we saw.
Oh my God.
And the final person we saw was this Real House.
Wait, when you say you saw. Do you mean the, like, guy who's dating the actor?
Or no,
do you mean
the designer. He sort of looks like exactly what you think he looks like.
Okay, like a little, like a gay
When you see
guy.
Him, you're like, oh, right, I've seen many photos of him, and I knew that was.
He has, like, short, like, yeah. Silver hair, and he's, like, 44.
Yes, okay. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
I don't know who he was with, but I'm sure it was someone. Y'all would recognize as fashion people.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, please.
Oh, please. I don't know about any of that stuff. I just hear about
it
on Instagram.
I just put on jeans and a nice shirt, okay?
The number of, like, fashion things I know against my will, whatever. Anyway. And then the final person I saw was, did you ever watch Roni?
Yeah.
Oh, as in?
She's the Yes, exactly.
Oh.
So after, so it-
That's so funny.
Was there with They had, which I thought was iconic, they shared a giant ice cream sundae.
That's so wow.
Which is so...
Them.
It's so
Why is she was wearing, like, I'm from the 50s.
She was wearing a Margiela cardigan.
Fab.
And like a big skirt. She looked Little incredible. Skirt. I mean, she really is one of the greats. Like to see her in
yeah.
person was
to
a
see
real
person
was a real
was
treat.
Unreal.
And to see her with is like yeah. incredible.
In their little West Village crew. And they're sharing this huge sundae with like
syrup. Yeah, the sundae I mean, was great. Because at first they
All you needed was Sarah Jessica Parker to walk in.
Well, yeah. I kept thinking it's going to happen.
And like pick up the cherry and go.
Oh, Sarah.
So I was going to propose the right before we went to the dinner. And then.
Where?
The, like on the like sidewalk? At home.
Oh, and then it would be celebration.
And then it would be celebration. Because it was a perfect crime.
Okay,
the dinner
the thing
was
about
already.
About a home proposal is it always makes me think of.
That's all you get. To hear the whole uncensored episode, go to patreon.com/cbcthepod and you will get ad-free main episodes every Wednesday. That's a lot of bang for your buck, sweetheart. $5 a month. You know you want to.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.